sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Ano ang nangyayari kung ang pagkakaiba-iba sa pamilya ay nauwi sa pagkasira ng mga ugnayan? Habang sinasabi ng mga manaliksik na pangkaraniwan ang pagkakalayo at paghiwalay, kaunti lamang ang nagsasalita tungkol dito. Narito ang ulat ni Ami Chen Yuwang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang paghihiwalay at paglalayo ng pamilya ay isang problema na nakakaapekto sa marami ayon sa social worker na si Dr. Kylie Aglias na may akda ng family estrangement, a matter of perspective. Ipinapaiwatig ng naunang pananaliksik na isa sa 25 Australiano ay nahihiwalay at nalalayo sa kanilang pamilya. Subalit naniniwala si Dr. Aglias na ito ay isa lamang na konserbatibong pagtataya. At noong pag-aaral sa UK noong taong 2014 ng charity Stand Alone, napag-alaman na isa sa 10 tao ay pinutol na ang kanilang kontak sa miyembro ng pamilya.
A number of things will lead to it. A divorce in the family might require that people take sides. Poor health, mental health, drug and alcohol use, those things place a strain on a relationship, as do things like sibling rivalry and those end-of-life issues about who receives what in the inheritance.
Isa pang pangkaraniwang dahilan ng pag-aaway sa pamilya ay ang pagkakaiba-iba sa mga pinangangalagahan.
So when family members have different values about money or what's good parenting, when someone brings a new person into the family, you know, that can really unsettle family dynamics. That can cause a series of events and conflicts that may eventually lead to estrangement.
Isang mapait na karanasan para sa mga tao na nahihiwalay at nalalayo sa kanilang mga mahal sa buhay. Ito ang isang 73 taong gulang na hindi na nakikita ang kanyang kaisa-isang anak na lalaki. Hiniling niya sa SBS na huwag ibunyag ang kanyang tinig, pangalan o bansang pinagmulan.
What can I feel other than despair? It's very difficult to explain. When we came here, we thought we would live a peaceful life with the family, grandchildren, you know. But now, we hardly see them. I feel hopeless. And my wife, she's always crying and sad.
Ito ay isang eksena na paulit-ulit na nakikita ng social worker at anthropologist na si Anu Krishnan na base sa Melbourne sa nakalipas na 15 taon sa kanyang pagtatrabaho sa ganitong uri ng trabaho. Sinabi niya ang paghihiwalay at paglalayo sa iba't ibang henerasyon ng pamilya ay kadalas ay nagsisimula sa maliit na hidwaan lamang. Tinutukoy niya ang mga magulang na umalis ng kanilang mga bansang tinubuan para manirahan sa kanilang mga malalaki ng anak sa Australia.
It's different when families are visiting, but when they come and live here with their children, there might be one child or two children who live in Australia, it becomes a bit difficult because then they're expecting things to be exactly like they were at home. So there might be gender politics happening, they might be expecting a different level of respect from their children. But their children have their own lives, they're working, often they don't like the way the grandchildren are being brought up, they might not like career choices, they find it quite difficult to adjust to a completely new life.
Naniniwala si Krishnan ang paghiwala at paglalayo ay lalong mas nagiging komplikado para sa mga magulang na lumipat sa Australia para makasama ang kanilang mga anak. At kadalasay sila ay kulang sa mga kaibigan dito sa pananalita ng ibang wika at pag-unawa sa kanilang mga karapatan. Kung masira ang ugnayan at wala na silang malapitan pa, ang mga bagay-bagay ay talagang nagiging mahirap para roon sa mga wala nang mapili kundi umasa sa kanilang mga anak para lamang mabuhay sa kanilang bagong bansa.
Many of them are not used to accessing services on their own. They have never accessed Centrelink or Medicare or gone to the local library without their children dropping them and picking them up. So what they often do is they'll try and work around that situation. They'll continue to live in the house. They might do their own cooking. They might just stay confined to one part of the house or to one room. And this can make it quite difficult and often cause serious psychological issues for them.
Iminumungkahi niya na kung titira kasama ang mga malalaki ng anak, magkaroon ng ilang mga kasunduan at tiyakin na panatiliin ang inyong mga kaibigan at gawain.
Clearly establish some ground rules to start with for all family members so there is an understanding in what everybody's role is. And also they must engage with the broader community to develop networks. So whether this is going to the library, going to a neighborhood house, joining a social group of peers, just making that connection is important for their social and emotional health. And also allowing their children and for themselves to have individual spaces.
mahalaga rin na yakapin ang lokal na paraan ng pamumuhay.
So to try and learn as much as they can about Australia and the Australian way of life and try and participate in some of those community activities. And I find that if people address the smaller issues, things don't escalate.
At para roon sa 73 taong gulang na ama na narinig natin kanina, sinabi niya na sinikap niyang gawin ang lahat para malutas ang sitwasyon.
I have tried everything, everything. I spoke with my son and tried to reason with him, but these young people, for them, it has to be their way. Doesn't understand that sometimes in family, things can become emotional and people say things in anger, cannot take it back the words. How can parents mean bad for children?
Buwat sa karanasan ni Dr. Ali Aglias, ang mga magulang na nahiwalay at nalalayo sa kanilang mga anak ay kadalasay nararamdaman na ang kanilang mga intensyon na hindi naintindihan.
So, you know, our daughter thinks that we interfere too much or we criticize her parenting. But all we want is the best for her. You know, we're doing this with the best of intentions. So while their intentions might be good and while they want to help, the fact is that those intentions are actually causing the other person who may have different values hurt and pain.
Sinabi niya para sa tumatagal na reconciliation, kailangan magkasama ang dalawang panig sa tamang panahon.
People will often try to reunify or try to get back together a little too early. And they might do that when they're actually not ready to hear what the other person's got to say. And they often want their side heard. One of the key things is having that space and that capacity to acknowledge that the other person is hurt without defending and justifying why your actions, your beliefs are really important. You know, people really want to hear that their experience and that their hurt is understood and acknowledged.
Ang pagsasamang muli ay hindi kadalasang pinakatamang sagot. Ang paghiwalay at paglalayo ay paminsan pinakatamang tugon sa ilang sitwasyon.
When there's violence in a family and abuse, when there's power differential, estrangement can be a good thing to keep people safe. It can be a protective thing.
Subalit ang mamuhay na nahiwalay at nalalayo ay nangangahulugang pamumuhay na pangmatagalang walang katiyakan.
If we could just go and see them sometimes, have my grandson come with us sometimes, have maybe lunch or dinner together, that's all I ask. But time is the problem, not enough time. My wife, her health is bad. God knows how long we are old people. Before I go, I want family to be happy. That is what I pray every day.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.